All right, welcome back to River City Roundtable. This is going to be season two of the Roundtable. We have several new people joining us this season, and some of our old favorites have left us, but that's okay. They've gone on to bigger and better things. So we are going to kind of continue in the same thread that we had before, where we're going to be talking a lot about just kind of the things that we like. So a lot of video games, music, movies, cartoons, all those different things that we enjoy. And so I wanted to give an opportunity for anybody who wanted to just kind of like, you know, tell us what you've been up to over the summer. Tell us, if you are new, introduce yourself. If you, have been here a while, tell us just kind of what you've been up to and what's going on with you. So who would like to speak first?
My name is Jackson Haynes. I'm 18 years old. I graduated from Alley High School and joined Reynolds this year, along with Courage to Succeed. I'll probably do some more of that self-discovery in the conversation.
Cool. All right. Brian, introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ryan Huge, 19 years old. My main hobbies are... video games, movies, and I guess just spending time with family. My favorite, like, movie franchise, I have to go with Star Wars. When it comes down to, I'm just going to pick favorite game company. I have a lot of favorite games. I'm going to have to go with Rockstar. And love spending time with pretty much the entirety of my family. There are people in my family that I'd say I prefer to spend more time with than others. I do have favorites there, but yeah, that's really all I want to say about myself.
I've been doing school, college work over the summer, so I'm back. And
well, welcome back, Chase. Michael, go ahead. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, obviously I'm returning, considering I was probably in one of the ones in some of the most episodes of all of the group of the panelists. Over the summer, I've just been sort of chilling most of the time, just staying up late due to chronic insomnia, and then crashing hard in the day.
Some of that chronic insomnia brought on by video game play, I'm sure.
Not the case.
Nothing makes sense. All right.
Sometimes I just can't get to sleep.
Gotcha. All right, anybody else wanted to introduce yourself? Or reintroduce yourself? Go ahead, Shashir.
My name is Shashir Ngali. I am 21 years old. This is my third year at Courage to Succeed and Reynolds. I am returning for summer. I was taking my summer semester for Reynolds, and I already passed it to go towards my computer science class, which I'm taking right now. And my computer science class, that's my goal for me to get it. Associate's degree at Reynolds and transfer to VCU, and I would like to get jobs with computers, probably cybersecurity or database administrator.
Very cool. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Well, Ryan actually kind of brought up a little bit of a topic that kind of has been a theme throughout many of our shows. Favorite game. We talk about favorite games, but your favorite game creator. He talked about Rockstar, and I know some of you guys have kind of cheered on Rockstar. Who are your favorite game creators or game companies?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say I'm a Nintendo fan all the way.
And
right now, I'm gonna throw a little wild card out there.
Oh.
There's this Chinese developer named Next Studios, and they've been doing some really cool things. Although some of their games are definitely banned in in where they're from. Like Death Coming, for example, because it had flood, and because China's banned games that have flood.
Is there anything they haven't banned, to be honest?
No, it's China. They don't like it. It's something they'll ban it.
Kind of how it works right now, yeah.
The next studio, they're very interesting because Death Coming is kind of like a puzzle game where you have to set off final destination-like scenarios. Then there's Bladed Fury, which is based on Chinese mythology and the hack and slash. And okay. I think they're currently working on a fighting game with robots.
Cool. All right. Anybody else have one? David, you mentioned Nintendo. So you're just kind of saying Nintendo all the way.
Hang on, I'm not done.
Okay.
The latest thing they're working on is a roguelite called Crown Trick.
Okay. Whoa.
What's it like?
Oh no, Crown Trick isn't out yet.
Anybody else? Matthew, did you want to say something?
Oh yeah. I'm currently like struggling whether or not to root for Activision or Rockstar Games.
How about rooting for neither?
They've both gotten pretty scummy now.
Yeah, they're both scummy.
Yeah, but I'm still gonna like be playing like some of the other games, like the older GTA games and the Crash Bandicoot series.
Cool. Well, I mean, Crash is Naughty Dog, so.
Not aged well.
Which one was that, Michael?
Unfortunately, because they were quite revolutionary, but they have not aged well.
Well, they're on like, the polygon count, the characters look pretty blocky.
No, I'm not talking about the polygon, I'm talking about the controls.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I've had, like, I probably spent maybe, like, 20 lives on, like, the high road.
Like, I literally can't even play the Grand Theft Auto games because the controls have aged so poorly.
Yeah, I hear you there, like.
My first experience was back when the controls were already aged, so. San Andreas basically turned me off from the entire franchise.
Yeah, and I admit, like in GTA 5, like it has a bit what's called tank controls here or there, like which can definitely turn up when you're
it's tank controls. I hate tank controls.
Can you explain that, Matthew? What's tank controls? Those of us, the uneducated of us.
I'm reading off this Wikipedia. Player movement is routed to a position. Yeah, it's a bit different, but usually it refers to like the stiff, like you might have to like completely stop if you need to like turn precisely.
I guess I know what you mean. It's like that turret, like having a turret.
Well, more like a tank, like an old, like a military.
The tank turret, like the, you have to like, it's two different things moving at once, two different axes. It's all wacko doodle. I know what you mean. Go ahead, Ryan.
Now, I know that this is a very controversial subject regarding GTA. This was announced at like the PS5 event or whatever. What are all of your thoughts on, Rockstar re-releasing the GTA 5 again on the PS5.
Laziness.
They're trying to.
It depends. It's just like Skyrim with Bethesda. Like,
I think it depends on how well they execute it, because video games have been re-released in the past, re-released before, like the Ratchet and Clank games, Sly Cooper.
I agree. It depends on the way they go about.
People keep buying the damn microtransactions.
The shark cards.
Yeah. People can find the damn things.
Cursed shark card.
So, face it, GTA 5 is going to be the last GTA game.
Is that your prediction?
Yes.
Both Bethesda can make an Elder Scrolls 6. There can be a GTA 6 as well.
There could be.
They haven't found a way to weasel microtransactions into Elder Scrolls 6 and Elder Scrolls Skyrim. They didn't find a way to do that. I suspect they'll find a way to weasel them into 6, though.
We'll have to wait and see.
Well, thank you for that question, Ryan. That was, I didn't know that GTA was coming out for the PS5. I knew that the PS5 was coming out, but I didn't know the GTA was going to be coming out. Anything that you guys are looking forward to on the two new platforms that are coming out?
I'm just looking forward to like more games. It sounds like with the PS5 at least, because I'm more of a PlayStation guy, they're going to have more platform games like the new Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm looking forward to the new Ratchet and Clank.
But I don't really play video games that much, though. But I may take up the PS5 eventually, but I just don't play games as much as I used to. But
I mean, the new Xbox won't even have any exclusives.
That's the problem with Xbox.
Well, Halo.
Go ahead, Matthew.
No, not even Halo, because that's going to be on... They're going to be...
On PC.
Yeah,
well,
on
Microsoft.
PC.
By the time...
But the thing is, and I can tell you this from experience, the PC ports from Xbox are utter crap. Like, they're seriously unoptimized.
By the time I get a PS5, the PS...
So you're better off playing them on the Xbox anyway.
I don't have one, though.
Microsoft basically... Basically, Microsoft shouldn't even be bothering with porting stuff to the PC. It's not working.
The reason why PlayStation has done so well.
I was talking about because Xbox were like that, because people on PC, I wouldn't say anything about PC because PC people, there's 100 people play. Like, I know one game, like, I know Dragon Ball, that they've banned, modders from on the a certain game that I know, like, you can't even get mods on a certain game.
As I was saying, so the reason why PlayStation has done so well is because PlayStation was like the first gaming console pioneer to successfully do it. I mean, you know, they're the by the time the original Xbox came out, there was already the PS2.
Yeah.
Xbox 360 and the PS3, and Microsoft has been stalled by Sony's kind of early successes.
One franchise I do wonder about. Will they reboot as Sly Cooper? I wonder if they'll give that a reboot, because it's been like 7 years since the last
Hopefully
game.
Not.
So that series is dead and buried, basically.
Hopefully it stays buried.
Because I read that Sly 4 wasn't that liked.
I didn't even like Sly 1.
Well, somebody liked it if they made sequels.
My brother used to play one of the Sly games.
Okay.
I didn't really understand them a whole lot, I must say.
Okay. Were you going to say something, Matthew?
No.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, cool, guys. Thank you for chatting about the video games. I know that's a very important, or it's a very shared topic, shared interest topic that we all have. This season on River City Roundtable, we are going to kind of talk about a whole bunch of different things. So we'll probably have more video game conversations as some of those new systems drop, because I know you guys love talking about that. Any topics in particular that you guys might want to talk about moving forward, just to kind of give people a preview of some of the things that you might want to talk about?
Sounds good, and I can't think of anything currently. I'm so sorry, Shashir. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Shashir. Did you say something?
The movie.
Movies. Okay.
The Rona.
We can talk about the Rona if you want. I know it's a
pressing issues.
Was that what you said, Jackson?
Pressing issues.
Pressing issues.
I usually don't like to do that because I just those like all those things, they want you to be invested in those things. That's how they get you. Cursed media.
Yeah, but you could. Act your way around it.
Yeah.
Jackson likes to flip things on their head a little bit. So.
But still, we try to stay away from that.
From politics, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if I can like access my TV's parental controls.
I'm not really talking about politics.
Right, I know you're talking about just anything that's kind of immediate and in our face right now. So we can definitely find some people who might want to have that conversation with you. Some are not, obviously, and that's okay. Again, this is going to be a rotating thing, so some people will come up to the table, some people will kind of push their chair back, and that's okay. Either way, hopefully we'll have a good conversation as we go.
If there is any topic that I'm interested in, you'll know.
Yeah.
I'll be more engaged in it than I was in this one.
All right.
Was a person, not anymore. Anyways.
Yep. Any parting thoughts for our guests or for our listeners? Anybody have any parting thoughts?
Nope.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you guys for pulling up a chair to the round table today. Hopefully you got to know some of our new folks a little bit, and got to re-know some of our, or got reintroduced to some of our returners. And hopefully we'll be able to do this about once a month. We're going to put out some cool conversations for you guys, and we really appreciate you. Thank you.
All right.